Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
When the first act of any political party upon coming into power is to immediately censor the voices of the opposing party, then you fully understand what you're dealing with. You fully understand that you're not dealing with a Democratic Party who wants to reach their hand across the aisle, who wants to all come together as one. No. They don't want to come together as one. They don't want to reach across the aisle. 5 minutes before I came on this show, I'm talking to someone who says, after what I saw on January 6th, the right wing just needs to shut up and sit down. Who are you to tell someone to shut up and sit down? Were you telling everybody to shut up and sit down when they were burning businesses to the ground? No. You were calling them heroes and freedom fighters. Well, I got news, big tech. Censorship sucks, and so do you. Oh, you can pretend. I'm looking out for the people. Oh, they can't hear this, or they may riot in the streets. We can't have this type of absolute scandalous behavior. We can't have propaganda being spewed on our networks, or we'll be responsible. Really? Where were you when Madonna said, I'd like to blow up the White House? I've thought about it. Did you censor her, or did you allow people to post that video all over your social media account, eh? Where were you when the walking kabuki mask that some people call Kathy Griffin posted a picture of herself holding Trump's severed head after how many ISIS attacks where they severed people's heads? Did you censor her, or did you let people plaster your pictures all over and Kathy Griffin tweet whatever she wanted? When Peter Fonda, that low-life maggot, had the nerve to say he hoped Donald Trump's son would be thrown in a cage with a group of pedophiles and raped to death. You didn't censor him. You didn't block him from Twitter. You didn't silence his voice. When Antifa was broadcasting, we're going there and we're going to cause some trouble. We're going to do this, that, and the other thing, you bunch of little pencil-neck soy boys. Oh, you didn't cancel them. No, no, no. Can't do that because we have a constitutional responsibility to allow the other side to vent. You bunch of hypocritic scumbags. Who do you think you're fooling? Who do you think you're dealing with here? Huh? I know who you think you're dealing with. These little Antifa maggots. That's who you think you're dealing with. Little soy boys who run around saying, I don't know. I don't know. If anybody above 5'9" comes, I'm running. I know. I get it. You're all in cahoots. You're all in bed together. Every single one of you conspired to overthrow this country, and congratulations, you did it, at least for now. But I'm telling you right now, the American people aren't stupid. Your first act, and you're not even really in power yet, is to unleash all of your tech slave that you rule over. Unleash them. Shut everybody down. We're coming into power now. Silence their voices, my tech army. Make sure the American people don't get to hear this. What are you afraid of? I'm asking you a serious question. What are you afraid of? Because I know what your answer is going to be. Well, if Donald Trump was to say take up arms, yeah, he's going to say take up arms. That's what's going to happen, you bunch of illiterate idiots. What you really are afraid of is that the American people's voices are going to be heard, and you're going to find out that the majority really isn't on your side. That's what's going to happen. Let me tell you a fascinating little story about how you can pump people full of propaganda. The Nazi soldiers were told, you're the Ubermen. No one can touch you. You're invincible. Don't worry about anything. You're untouchable because you have the righteous power. So they try to storm across the freezing cold tundra into Russia, and when they get their asses kicked and they limp back, 95% of them dead, they say, wait a minute. I think we were lied to. We got our asses kicked. Yeah, you did. You're about to get your asses kicked again. Because the American people are not going to put up with this. Do you think we honestly need Twitter? We don't need Twitter, Dorsey, you pot-smoking hippie scumbag. And then you get before the Senate. And all of a sudden you're a coward, right? You don't say, hey, this is my company. I'll do what I want. You say, oh, I know we need more transparency. I know we're trying. We've made some mistakes. Master, please don't punish me. Boy, are you a low-crawling snake. Boy, are you a cowardly little mass of gelatin. You don't have a backbone. You don't even know how to spell it. And you dare, you absolutely dare to censor Americans' voices. Because you're afraid. Because just exactly what I said, you're cowards. You know, if I had an idea that were so wonderful that it was going to benefit all of humanity, and everyone was going to see that my ideas were truly great, and everyone was going to be better off for employing my ideas, I wouldn't need to shut down other people's voices who said, I doubt that. I'd welcome it. I'd say, well, doubt it all you want, but you're going to see. And when you see, you'll jump on board. You see, you don't have to force scribe to your ideas if they're good ideas. The problem is they're not good ideas. So you have to force people into believing they are good ideas by shutting down the voices of people who have better ones. That's what you do. It's absolutely outrageous. I don't know who the hell you think you are. Yes, yeah, censorship is so cool, right? That's the first thing your party did. All of you Democrats and liberals out there who are so, so sure that your way is the right way. Why? What are you afraid of? If you thought you were the best singer in the world, would you say nobody else can sing next to me? Nobody else, absolutely nobody else can come into competition with me. I'm the only voice. I'm the best singer in the world, but you can't challenge that. Somebody else wants to sing? No, shut them down. Refuse to listen to them. They're wrong. They're evil. I'm the best. You wouldn't do that. You'd say, come right ahead, because I think I'm better than you. You can't open your eyes and see that. Are there any Democrats left who are fair enough to look at this situation and realize, wait a minute, something's not right? Why would you shut down voices? And don't tell me they're afraid that a rebellion might happen if Trump says this or Michael Flynn says this. Really? Is that what you're afraid of? How come you weren't afraid of a rebellion when Maxine Waters said, any Trump supporters that you see on the streets, in the restaurants, at a gas station, you get out of your car and you confront them? How come she wasn't silenced? That's a call to violence. or at least harassment. How come she wasn't banned? I'll tell you why. Because she was preaching to the choir. That's why she wasn't banned. Because she was saying what you people agreed with. Dissent is not allowed in a fascist regime. If there's any sane Democrats listening to this show, you can't support this. You can't possibly justify this. It's not justifiable. I don't care what I want to say. I'm allowed to say it. Can I incite violence? Well, to some degree I can. Apparently, Maxine Waters said you can get out of the car and confront Trump supporters and tell them they're not welcome here. That's harassment. She wasn't shut down, so why should I be? So I want you to listen to me very carefully. If tomorrow Parler or Facebook or Twitter said, I'm sorry, but due to this pandemic, we think anyone who is posting anything about celebrating in any way or going somewhere or posting pictures of themselves with a group of people are banned. And by the way, the AIDS epidemic is around, so if you're gay, you're banned. And by the way, we don't agree with Israel's view on life, so Jews are banned. Would you put up with that? Or would you say, wait a minute, eventually they're going to come for me? You remember the old line? They came for this person and we were fine. They came for this group and we were fine. But eventually they came for us. Well, guess what, liberals? They're going to come for you. And then you're not going to like it. And then you're going to turn to your Republican friends and say, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I don't know what you're going to do either. Because I'm not going to throw you a life raft if you'd let me drown. You understand that? You're all blind. You're all idiots. You're standing on the deck of the Titanic while everyone else is jumping into the life rafts, and you're saying, this boat isn't going to sink. This boat is unsinkable. That's what they said. I believe them. They said this boat is absolutely unsinkable. I'm standing right here on the deck of the Titanic. And when the water gets around your nose, you say, could somebody throw me a lifeline? Too late. Too late. Oh, and they're going to come for you. Your masters are going to come for you because they don't give a damn about you. So you better reach across that aisle and you better tell your Republican and your conservative friends, no, we do not agree with this censorship. You better tell big tech, no, censorship is not right. Because if you don't, when they come for you, you ain't got nobody on your side. Sunshine, you understand that? Big tech thinks they rule your mind. We'll tell you what to think. We'll tell you the news that matters. We'll tell you what fact is. We'll tell you what lies are. We don't need you to tell us. Get out of my mind. We think for ourselves because we're Americans. And we don't need you, Jack Dorsey. And we don't need you, whatever your stupid name is, Mark, whatever. Zuckerberg, you think we need you? You're cretins and you're cowards. Censorship sucks. So do you.